only over here that the Gemara go down, as we saw yesterday, Malchus is okay with Rosh Hashanah. What's the name of Helich? Why the mix? Do you swear or not? So yesterday in the Bnei Yeshua and in Rashi, that it's Mashma. I want to stress something very important that I stressed to a number of you last night. That according to the way Rashi spells the Vekta Sugya and the Bnei Yeshua and the Goy Sashri, I want to point out something very important. There's no machlekes on the etzim concept of Helich, that when you do Helich, or when you misalik the entire, there's no Hedo over here. Machlekes broke out, when is it called you misalik the entire, when is it called you paid? A Belitzur will be called taka that you paid. Salik the Gresa Shri, Salik the Bnei Yeshua. Belitzur, you did something that ended the entire. What's called ending the entire broke out, Bnei Yeshua said if you paid, that's called ending the entire. The Gresa Shri said it's not called you paid, you have to end the entire before it started, with the guy's money himself, but that's really a technicality. But everybody agrees that Etzem Yisoid, that if you taka end the dintayr and you're masalik to tfiya, then there's no hidden mixus anymore, and that's the heart of Machlekes Ruchim Sheshes. There's a very big mystery over here, and that is, what was the Tana Tuna? The whole mice over here, bear with me. The Gemara says, the Tana Tuna, Ubchiyav Asraisa, Ubchiyav Helich bought a rye from the Mishnah. So I heard some Batals, Hoch, given the Tophas, and I told him, I told him, I the Helichu, Tony Yeshova. Rav Shevi saw Helichot, my time, I keep no Helich, and I said, you can buy the book of Helichot, and I'll go to Malvadami. In the Chavishim, all the Marie, who could like where those mixes at time? Frankly, tomorrow, Rav Shevi was Kashima season. There was some sort of rye that there was a rye from the Mishnah, Helich is Chayiv. Oh, Rav Sheish, my sister, Takaz HaChomi. We don't put him here and put him here and back. In Takaz HaChomi, you leave Yamri B'Shlomi with the Reise, Hei Lachai, with Taki Bona Shvuk, Kein the Reise. Yamri with the Reise, Hei Lopoto, with Taki Bona Shvuk, the last Taki Bona Shvuk, also, the Gemara itself is Greek. What's this with Rabbonon, what does Kein the Reise mean? What's going on over here? So I want to explain what the Rishonim call Shitas Rashi. When I say the Rishonim, the Rabban says like this, I used to see a Rajba today inside. Today we're going to learn how the Rajba understood Rashi. Let's see the Rashi inside. Zak Rashi. Tana Tuna. Look inside, please. The Kasaka Daitoch, the Lepchia, Taimed the Vasis, which is the Nan Sadi, right? The Tophis, the Lehu, every command of the Yot, for Allah, and 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 the beginning of the Gemara understood that the Raya from our Mishnah is going with the Lepchia Kamaisa. Rashi says before, correct? It's not a deal. Rashi says explicitly. And when the Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah to the case of Helich, it's because the Gemara learned that our Mishnah, the reason why you swear is because of Rechia Kamaisa, because Hadol Seidim is Hadol Seidim on 50% of the Talos, okay? And you swear because of Rechia Kamaisa. You'll ask me and say, by the Rashi says the word Kesaka Daitach. It's only half meaning. The Gemara immediately switches over to the Rabbanon. The Ritual speaks out over here. What does it mean Kesaka Daitach? We just slugged up Rechia a line ago. Just knocked out Rabbi Chiel a minute ago. So what are you telling me now that the Gemara had a half minute bite to that? The reason why you swear in our mission is because there's Edom on 50% of the Talos, which is Rabbi Chiel Kamaisa. That's why you swear Shavu Daraisa, which is similar to Beit Mikzas. We just knocked out Rabbi Chiel a minute ago. So the Ritva speaks out. The Rishonim speak out, by the way. The Ritva speaks out explicitly. Ritva Chadoshes. Other Rishonim speak out. That at this point, the Gemara Ki'ilu understood that the Raya of Rabbi Chiel Bas Raisa was going with Rabbi Chiel Kamaisa. We just said a minute ago that there can't be... Our Mishnah can't work with Rukhiya Kamaisa. Why? Because Kihechid and Antadi Lai and Antadi Lai, the big Kasha. So the Ritva says something almost cynical. The Gemara's Ki'ilu, they weren't in the base medrash when they asked that Kasha, says the Ritva Chadoshas. That they weren't around when they asked this Kasha, and the Gemara invited, and the Gemara says we have a riot to Helich. Either way, all the Rishonim speak out. The Rashi, at the beginning of the Gemara, it's a Kasaka Daitach, it's a mistake. The Gemara Ki'ilu thought that when Rukhiya brought a Raya from the Mishnah, it's going with Rechia Kamaisa, that the reason why you swear in our Mishnah is because of the Shavuot Daraisa. What's the Shavuot Daraisa? You have Edom on 50% of the Talos, that is why. V'ahochot ha'chatos Edom anan tzadid v'ayde tofes ha'helichu sherei b'faneinu. And our Mishnah is Helich. Why is our Mishnah Helich? Because the Talos is b'faneinu, the Talos is here in front of us. One of the aggravating Rashis in Shas. I want to explain what this Gemara is saying. The Gemara over here at this point, like I just forgot the Ritva, says the Gemara had a mistake. The Gemara understood that Rabbi Chiya, when he bought a raya from our Mishnah, and Helich is Chayiv, he bought a raya because he was sticking with his Lashitosa. I got that the Gemara schlucked up and said, our Mishnah can't be because of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, because Kechi did not Tzadi Lai, not Tzadi Lai. So it can't be that that's the reason why you swear. But the Ritva and the Rashi, because the Rashi at this point was learning that, yeah, we're going with that, okay? But he wasn't in the Beis Medrash, says the Mitzvah, the Gemara's Kiel made a mistake. But we're going now on the tzad, that the reason why you swear in the Mishnah is because I say the whole talis is mine and I have Edom on half of it. So you have to swear another half. Says the Gemara, why is it called that this Edom, why do you swear? Why do you swear? Because it's similar to the way the Mikdash, the Rukia Kamaisa. And the 50% of the Edom are made, it's Halach, it's already Halavik, we took care of that already. The 50% of the Edom made, it's Halachic. Why is it Halachic, says Rashi? Says Rashi, because, he says, Sharei b'faneinu, Talos is here in front of us. So I want to say a few horrors on this Rashi. So V Rashi, we're building Shitas Rashi today. Excuse me, Rashi. If Shitas Rashi, the Gemara at this point is learning that the reason why you swear is because of Rekha Maisa. I told you Talos is mine, I have 50% Edom, so swear on the other half. In fact, you want the half that the Edom will be made, it's Halach. So first of all, I want to say two things. Like the Ketzais, I don't understand this Rashi. And by the way, since the Ketzais told the fact that that's the only shot in the Sugya why Halach is Potter, I don't understand what he's talking about. How did the Ketzais learn why Halach is Potter? How did the Ketzais learn why Halach is Potter? Why did the Ketzais learn Halach is Potter? Because in order to be a Chayav, a Shuvah Smoedah Mikzvah, you have to have a Hoidah. Step one, right? You have to have a thing called a Hoidah, in quotation marks. And a Hoidah, a legal tender Hoidah, is a Hoidah that you're going to rely on tomorrow. Otherwise, it's not called a Hoidah, it's not called admitting. Like we spoke last night at great length in the Badon Tefillah. It's not called I admitted anything. Admitting means something that I can rely on afterwards. So I have a Mari Dikakasha. This is a Yisoy that in order to be called a Hoidah, it has to be something that I'm going to rely on tomorrow. That applies to Edom also? That's my first question. Bechal, the whole concept that the Ketzai said that Halach is Potter, not because of anything we said yesterday from the Miri and from the Nesivis and from the Viki Vager, that because you ended it in Torah, so there's no Kira, there's no Hidah, there's no Taina. How did the Ketzai learn a strange shot? The Ketzai said a different shot completely. The Ketzai said that in order to be Chavish, who's going to mix us, there has to be a Hidah. And when you give the money, your Hidah is not necessary anymore, so you lost your Shem Hidah. So I always understood that that's when you need a thing called a Hidah. What's called admitting? Admitting is that I'm going to rely on it. When I'm using Edom to be Mechayev Shvuah, because $500 out of Edom, so you have Edom finished. When you tell me it's not called Edom because I don't need them anymore, could be, isn't that weird? So I don't even understand how the Ketzais, I'm saying something very blunt. How does the Ketzais' shot of Halach Bechlal apply to Rabbi Chiya Kamais' case of Edom? Hey, I go to a guy, I'll tell you the case. I go to a guy, I say, you owe me $1,000. So, fine. He says no. I don't owe you anything. Edom come along and say, you owe $500. And then the guy pulls out $500, or he doesn't pull out $500, it's a case of Halach, okay? It's around. The sheep with the Grosser Gazan on my base, a star is a sheep with Kakroes, let's say, okay? It's around. So I don't understand. You don't swear? Why? What about you have Edom on 500? Let me know, it's not called Edom. And say by Haidah, you can tell me it's not called a Haidah, because Haidah has some sort of newfangled rule that a Haidah needs to be something that I rely on. You can tell me it's not called Edom, I don't have Edom here. You have Edom of $500, I'll swear on the other $500. No, let's say it's Halach on that $500. You find me a case, like over here with a talus, okay? So I say it's not called Edom, I'm saying. You have Edom of $500. You have it side of Shovah that when you have Edom of $500, you have to swear another $500. You tell me, I don't have Edom here. If I have Edom, you can tell me, you need Edom, I don't have Edom. Okay, you don't have Edom here? Is that cool you have Edom?
So
it's not
Edom.
Can you?
So
it's not
that
Nazar
is not talking about Edom.
But I'm talking about the Havmin of the Gemara over here.
You have to listen.
You didn't know what I said. That's in the Materas of the Gemara. You're not listening. I mean, the Havmin of the Gemara, we don't say Kihechi the Nansadi. You're mixing two different Ketzaisim. The one that Havmin held, the reason why you swear over here is because of the Nansadi. You're quoting the Ketzaisim that there was Teras, it was Chazar that we say Kihechi. The one that Havmin held, that the reason why you swear is because I have Edom on 50% of the Talos. So even if the Talos is called Halachic, even if it's called Halachic, so what? It's not called to have Edom. Besides the fact, there's another thing which I don't understand. Besides the fact, I don't understand. What's the Talos Lefanenu? So because the Talos is Lefanenu, I do need the Edom, I don't need the Edom, I don't even know how to read it. I do need the Edom, I don't need the Edom. What does it mean that I wouldn't be, how would Halach work by Hadas Edom? What would be the Ptor? You don't have Edom? I said, Edom tell you $500. What's the sale of Chir Kamaisa? It's like a Dos Malik made dummy. I know for sure you owe 500, right? So when it's because of a Hidah has rules. What's called the Hidah? A Hidah that I don't rely is not called a Hidah. But if the Chiv is also Edom, so yeah, I don't understand how the Chal Halach could apply by Edom. I don't know what's going on here. How could Halach apply by Edom? What are you telling me? Because it's the Fanenu, I do need the Edom, I don't need the Edom. I know this word, I don't know what it means. What do you mean? You have Edom on $500, so swear on the other $500. What does Halach do? I don't need the Edom anymore. What does that mean? who cares if you need the Eidah or not? Eidah is totally on needing them. Hoidah is totally on needing a Hoidah, because that's what a Hoidah is called. Hoidah is something that causes you to be Bechayev. Eidah or Eidah? I'll be Shnayim Eidah Yarkum Dover. You have to wait $500. What is it? Eidah are not here anymore. They're not called Eidah. You don't know what they said. I don't even know what it means. I don't understand the Fidak Tzoyis. What does it mean that the whole concept of Halach applies by Bechayev Kamaisa? A few Rashis have a Bina that the reason why you swear in the Mishnah is because you push it up Eidah on half the Talos. Either way, we'll ignore the Tzoyis for now, okay? What does Rashi say? Rashi says an astounding chiddush. That in our Mishnah, if the reason why you're chayiv to swear on behalf of the talis is because of Pir Kamaisa, so it's Halach over here. Why is it Halach over here? Because the talis is the fanenu. I'll be honest with you, I can say all types of shaitas, but I'm going to cut straight to the chase over here. What do you mean the talis is the fanenu? So what? The din Torah is over? They're still fighting and yelling and screaming at each other. I don't know what to say here. What does it mean to the fanenu? So what? So what does it mean? It's the fanenu that means you can take it, because it's a psak yachloku, correct? But the din Torah is over? There's got to be a psak yachloku, they're going to do it. Right now they're busy yelling and screaming and kicking, whatever. It's not what metala is. And what? You chayv to swear. Why you chayv to swear? Because we're here kamais, okay? Because I have eight of my 50% of talis is mine. So what do I say? Bakasha, it's helach. Why is it helach? Because the fanenu, the talis is here in front of us. And therefore what? The din Torah is over? There's no tine over here. I'm sorry, the guy gave in, he didn't give in. He's kicking and screaming and saying that it was, where's the halach on the talus? Where's the din Torah ended here? Why is it called the din Torah ended? Because it. What? No, I heard there's Eidus. I heard that. That's what I heard. I know there's Eidus. That's why you have to swear. So the Gemara says, and the half that the Eidus is on is over because the talus is here. The guy's not giving it in. He's not giving it in. I don't know what that means. So it's not Dubu Fanenu. It's Sama. Tell me it's a joke because it's Eidim. So tell me there's a joke because there was a little Fanenu here. What's the Fanenu mean? What do you mean the Talos is here? So what? The guy's not fighting? He's saying he's not fighting. He's not fighting anymore because Eidim came. Okay, so tell me that when you have Eidim, the ball game's over, by the way. So then every time you have Halach, I understand you. So then every case of Chir Kamaisa is Halach. You have Eidim, you can't fight anymore and have a good day. So I don't know what you're saying. It's the Pesach of Yechloiku. Honestly, what he's saying is wrong. Every time Chir Kamaisa of Eidim on $500, we'll say it's Halach because you can't fight the Eidim. It's not Rishkai, right? Why not, by the way? Because I'm not planning to give it to you, okay? You go drag me to Beth with a tow truck, and then I'll give it to you if I want. So is that the talus is the fun, ain't it? That's what I should have. So we'll leave the exercise. We'll take on the regular shot that the word of the din Torah ended. So because the talus is here, and otatot, we're going to do chalukah, I'm not going to have choice. Beth is going to force you to do chalukah, correct? So that's called the halach b'kadin, because what? I'm saying, trying to rush, I'm answering. Because it's going to be din yachlik. When Bezman's going to force you to give half, and the talus is here, you have to go looking for it. So that's called halach. That's called the din Torah ended. In my eyes, it's very strange. I don't know what to say, by the way. Pardon me, really. Since the first time I saw this Rashi, 43 years ago. Yeah. About all the years. I don't know what this Rashi is. Different neschoyes, I said different times over the years. At the end of the day, this is called the din Torah ended. It's called there's no tviyah anymore. And what Rabbi Mike says is very nice, but it's wrong. He says when the Eidim come, the ball game's open, really. So then every Chir Kamais is Halach, you should never swear. That's not a pshat. Because there's gonna be a psak yachloiku. I don't know what to say. It's very sure. Rashi says akoponim that the darg of shnayim v'chus metalis is called the darg of Halach. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara. So that was a Chiyas Raya, because like I said, the Amora who was writing this wasn't in the base medrash. I'll use the Ritva's lashon. Or treat it like he's not in the base medrash. So the Gemara made a mistake. It's a mistake. In fact, the Gemara. Rav Sheshes knew it's a Mishnah. Oh, Rav Sheshes, Masis and Takas Chomi. Rav Sheshes brought us back to reality. How do you bring us back to reality? Rav Sheshes said, you're making a mistake. This Mishnah is not because of Kriya Kamaisa. We already said Kihechi. The Mishnah is because of Takanas Chomi. Which Takanas Chomi, by the way? Our old friend on top of Yechonon, who says the reason is why. Shalekacha, take what I'm saying over here. The Edoch, so what if Kriya making a Tomota Tana Tuna? The Edoch. He amid b'shlomim mitavaisa hail chayim b'takim b'mashu b'chayim d'vaisa. He amid b'vaisa hail potim b'takim b'mashu b'vaisa chalasi d'vaisa. So this is Gemara's Greek. This is a Gemara that without Rishonim we're stuck. What's the Gemara answer? What did he answer back? Chayim d'vaisa. Well, what chayim d'vaisa? It's just a cup. The shoe is not because of the way the mix is. Rashi says b'forsh. Twice. Takanas hacham hi v'loi mishom hakos eidim. We can't get clear about this, okay? Right? What does Rashi say? It's not because of hakos eidim. Because the p'china lo, k'yach natsadi. We're done with the p'china kamaisa. Next Rashi, he out Bishlam Hilf the Raisa Chayav Kol Megavi Shvu the Raisa, going by the Mixos. Shvu the Raisa is called by the Mixos. This is not by the Mixos. Rashi says twice that the Shvu over here is not because of Chir Kamaisa, it's not because of Adol Seidim, and it's not because of by the Mixos. Rashi says going. What's called the Shvu the Raisa? By the Mixos is called the Shvu the Raisa. So what's the shu over here? A lot of the shu over here is because of the rabbanon dekidin. You have to swear. So what's that to do with halach? What's going on over here? Rashi doesn't provide us a word of beer, so we're in big trouble. Do you want to have me to learn that the reason why you're swearing on Mishnah is because of Pchir Kamaisa, because you have Eidim on 50%? Okay, so then you have a right to halach because of some strange reason the Talos is called halach. Come in double like I spoke. She has the Gemara, Chas V'Shalom. Rashi says, this, you don't swear in the Mishnah because of Adal Seidim. We shlocked that up already. In our Mishnah, Pchir Kamaisa doesn't apply. So why do you swear? Because of an arbitrary Takar Zachomim. No, but it has to be Kein Daraisa. Kein Daraisa says Rashi, like Shuas Kigoyim, like Moed Mixer. This is not Moed Mixer. This is not Adal Seidim. So what is it? Avada Lepshad is, we're going back to the Takana of what? Of Shalech HaKalevek. So what's with Hilach? He doesn't say a word. What happened over here? So where did Rabbi Chiya bring his raya to Hilach Hatzchayim from Mount Mishnah? That's the big pillow. Where did he bring his Hilach Hatzchayim? So the story is like this. Calling the Rashba and the Ramban. I used to see the Rashba. The Rashba is very, very clear what he says. And I used to see a Chiddush Aran. I told you to see inside. Because he brings down the Balamar. Comes along with the Rashba and says Pshat and Rashi. By the way, without the Rashba, we wouldn't know Pshat and Rashi. Without the Rashba, we wouldn't know Pshat and Rashi. We would not know Pshat and Rashi. Says the Rashba, Pshat and Rashi, is the Balamar. What did the Balamar say? So I used to see today a Chiddush Aran who brings down the Balamar in the clearest way. The Balamar said like this. Balamar learned by stories, listen carefully, that Avada, the Ptur of Halach, we'll go with the Miri of yesterday, the Miri of Kivega, the Nesivas, we're going to go with that school of thought, that the Ptur of Halach is because the Dintar is over. Paid up, story, we closed up shop. So what's Machlekes from Chiyar of Sheshes? What do they argue about? Says the Balamar, a very interesting Zach, they had a Machlekes whether something that you're about to give is a gold given already. That means like this. I plan to pay the money, I have the money ready. Well, what does it mean I have the money ready, by the way? I can talk about all types of cases, either like Rashi's case where the dollar bills themselves are in my top drawer, or I have cash in my pocket that I'm about to give. I didn't give it yet. If I give it, the program's over, the dinner is over, then the Miri says there's no dinner, there's no money to mix, there's nothing going on. My focus over here was, something which is about to happen, it's about to happen in a second. It didn't happen yet, okay? Is that called that it happened already? A very interesting topic, by the way, a philosophical topic. Something which is about to happen, is it called that it happened already? Is it called that it already happened? Called over, I'm midli par, I'm going to pay, is it called pay? So what's the shiloh? Says the Ritva, says the Balamara, that the Mechlekes of Sheshen Reb Chiya was not in the etzem lomdisha concept of Halach. That means the etzem lomdisha of Halach, of Rabbi Kiveger, of the Meiri yesterday, that if you pay up and you end the ballgame, it's over, that he agrees. If you pay, the ballgame's over, the dintar is over, and there's no tevei, and there's no krefin, there's no meida. Mechlekes over here was, when I'm about to pay, atatot, I'm going to get here, take it, but I didn't give it to you yet. Whether something which is about to happen, whether it's called it happened already. Now, you'll ask me, what exactly is the philosophy behind such a machlekes? Not clear to me. It's kama v'kama zachen that you could say, which Allah Ta'ala say, what exactly? Is it because there's no ma'akvim anymore, or something which is about to happen is like it happened already? But the Balamor narrowed down the machlekes of the Chiyah and of Sheshes to a very, very, very technical nekuda. The lumpus of Halach, why you part of they agree to the Miri, they agree to the Kiveik, and I can say, yes, there is no Tzviya here. But the Dintar ended. Machlekes is, what do I need to be called the Dintar is over? Do I have to pay it actually? Or it's enough that it's meant to be paid? And something which is about to happen is called that it happened already. At Khan, part one of the Balamor. Came along the Rashba and the Ramban. I'm quoting the Rashba because that's what I asked you to see today. And says an astounding Zach. Listen to what he says. It's not to be believed, but it's a Rashba. He says the Rashba, a shtickle Torah that's appropriate for Shabbos HaGodol Drosha. A whole pilpul. Says like this. And the Rashba says, and the Ramban said that this is what Rashi meant. It goes like this. Why do you swear in our Mishnah? Not because of Chiyah Kamaisa, Kehechi, then Atzad Dilai, and Atzad Dilai. Why do you swear in our Mishnah? It's a Shua. Says the Heiliger Rashba, that's a Dover Poshet, that if we would look at the Talas as already split up, I'll give you an example. Let's say two guys walk into Beis Din, one guy's holding a half a Talas, the other guy's holding a half a Talas. Would we make them swear? Two guys walk into Beis Din, one guy's holding a half a Talas, one guy, and they both say the story. That we had this mega fight outside, Steinberg's and Talas. They come to Beis Din and say a story. We had a fight. And in the struggle, the talis got ripped. I ended up with half, you ended up with half. They come to Beis Din and says, nice story, you get lost. Why, nice story, get lost? I said, well, Haraya. Would we require them to swear? Why would we require them to swear, by the way? Why not, by the way? I had two guys are telling us a story of violence. That one guy pulled the towels, and the other guy pulled the towels, and the towels got ripped up, etc., 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 etc. Why taco, by the way, don't make peasants swear? Because if they're hard to write, it's all swear. It's by you. You don't have nothing to swear about. When there's a fight going on, so then we make you swear. That's a no-brainer. Says the Rashba, the Rashi meant was like this. The Machlekes of Sheshes and Reb Chiya is by Moedim and Mixas. And the Machlekes over there was the raid of yesterday. Something which is about to pay is a call that paid it already, and the Nafkamina is whether the Din Torah ended. Over here in our Mishnah, the Shua was not because of Moedim and Mixas. The Shua was not because of Reb Chiya Kamais. Over here, the Shua was about Batash, Zera, Takana, Shaloya, Echaka. But Maisa, that was a no-brainer that if the Talis is already called split up, you don't make you swear. This is by me and this is by me. Says the Rashba, this is what the Gemara meant to say. When the Gemara meant to say Ke'en Daraisa, the Gemara didn't mean to say Ke'en Daraisa that our Shua has any shaykhs whatsoever shaykhs to the Shua of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Reb Chiya Kamaisa Shua Daraisa, when you have an Edom of 500 dollars and apply in our Mishnah. Why doesn't it apply in our Mishnah? Ke'echdan Ansadi Lahai and Ansadi Lahai. That's a no-brainer. That's over. So what's the Tzushtel to Helach? But in our Mishnah, the reason why you swear is because of the Takana. And if you hold that Helach is, if you hold that Helach is Potter, what does it mean Helach is Potter? If you hold that Helach is Potter, what does that mean? Why is Helach Potter? Because it's called that something which is about to happen happened already. So the same way attacked Reb Chiya, you Reb Sheshe say that something that's about to happen is called it happened, and the Gabi might even make sense, it's called the entire is over, is so to over here, since it's Oymed L'chaluk, since it's Oymed to be split up, something which is Oymed to be split up, is Kimacholuk Tami, it's called split up. That means we dealt with an engineering philosophical shayla. Something which is about to happen, is it called it happened? Something which is about to happen, is it called it happened already? That shayla is two nafkaminas, one nafkamina is the Gabi Helach. When I was about to pay up the half of the loan, is that called it happened, and therefore there's no din Torah anymore? That's the Gabi Moedim Mikdas. And it's the Gaya to us, where the Talus is about to be split. Is it called split already? The Gabi the Shalas, that you don't swear, because it's called split. And that was the Tzushtal that Reb Chiya made. Yeah, Maisa Nera? Reb Chiya bought a Raya that Helach is Chayiv, because if Helach is Potter, why? Because something which is about to happen is as if it was paid already, and then you're Potter Al Helach. So then in our Mishnah, you won't be Potter Al Helach. In our Mishnah, you won't be Potter Al Helach. There's no Medim Mikdas over here. There's no Shua Zedachar over here. In our Mishnah, you won't be Potter because of Helach. But in our Mishnah, you're Potter for a different reason. Because something which is about to be split is called split. So it's already called split already. If it's split already, there's no Shua. And that was the Tzushta, what the Gemara meant to say, Ke'en Daraisa. Azei Zok Derajba, Pshat in Rashi. Azei Zok Deramban, Pshat in Rashi. That Rashi learned the maskana, the tzushta wasn't the tzushta at all. We're not comparing the chiyah for the shvur. The chiyah for shvur, the reason why he put this is because of helach. The reason why he put it over here is because there's no chiyah shvur here b'chal, because the talis is already divided up. So the role that the kimachol, so it's a tzushta in a technical thing. Something which is about to happen is a call that happened. L'may nafkamina, one nafkamina is the gavi the sugi of helach when a guy was chayav amoydi b'miktas, says the Rashba is a cold, you got it already. That's the gavi is a cold that the dintar is over. That's the gavi the shayla, whether it's cold, it's paid already. And the gavi amish, there's a different shayla. Something which is about to be split is a cold split already. Now, by the way, you see how vague the connection is. Does the Olims think that something which I'm about to pay is the same thing as something which is about to be split? That's how balabatish the shayla was. They're comparing, by the way, different topics. In the case of Helach, Machlekes Reb Chiya is something which I'm about to pay. Is it called paid up? Is it called the din Torah has happened? What's the shayla by us? Something which I'm about to split, because that's the din. Is it called split up already? I mean, you're talking about a very technical shayla. Things which are about to happen, did they happen already? If it's called happened already, so then Legabi Helach, it's called the money was paid off. So the war game's over. There's no din Torah anymore. There's nobody to mix us. And Legabi us, it's called the talus is split. And once the talus is split, I don't have to swear. Say Zok the Rashba Pshat in Rashi, that was a Chiya's Raya. What Reb Sheshi's answer? There was a Moiri the Karaya. I don't think Moiri doesn't say Reb Sheshi's answer to this. There was Taka Shver. You, Reb Sheshi's, hold Helach as Potter. Why do you hold Helach as Potter? Because you hold that something which is about to be paid is called what? Something which is about to be paid is called what? Something which is about to be paid is called what? Paid. So according to you, something which is about to be split should be called split. Why do you swear? Now, if I was the Rashba, which I'm 1,000 years late and 1,000 light years away from the Rashba, and a million times infinitely less than the Rashba, I would have said, for my Balabatash of Barkhead, I would have said that I barely understand what Reb Chiya is talking about. After we explain Reb Sheshes, you're comparing a guy who's about to pay to a talis that's about to be split. So just because about to paying is called, there's no dintayr over here, it's also about to be split, it's called split. I barely understand what I just said the last 5 minutes. But I'm quoting a Rashba. So Rashba says, and what about Rav Sheshes? What does he hold? Let's help Rav Sheshes. How is it Rav Sheshes? He doesn't hold to this whole craziness. What are you talking about? You're comparing a guy who's about to pay, that it's called, there's no Din Torah anymore with the alumnus of the Mirin or Bikivega, to a topic over here where the Ratalos, which is going to be divided in Bezdin, is called divided already. The guy be that you don't swear because each guy's holding on to half a talos. But the Rashba doesn't hold like my Bar Parkhead, because he wasn't from Bar Park. And among other reasons. And the Rashba says, it's a Mari de Kazakh. You know what he answers? He answers that Rabbi Yosheshes held, Hart is a Takana. Why is it Takana? Miss Atzman, they're still fighting about it. Maisa, it's very nice that the Talos is already called divided, and it's very nice each guy's holding on to half, and it's very nice that each guy's holding on to. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Takana is still relevant. Why is Takana relevant? Because practically speaking, they're in the middle of a tug of war here. Each guy's pulling. Miss Atzman and Zemze, each one's fighting with the other. So, albeit it's true that over here, that you cut the thing in half, it's already called Gikot, it's already called Mechuluk, because we have a din that whatever's aiming to happen is called happen. Sayle Gabi Helek, Sayle Gabi here, but the Gabi here, there's a reason why you swear. And the reason why you swear is because Miss Atzman and Zemze, so the Takan is still relevant. Well, I say Dr. Rashba. And that says the Rashba shot in the Gemara. Atkan. So far, so good. Okay, so we have what I'm calling the first pshat in the Tana Tuna. The first pshat in the Tana Tuna says the Rashba, Libra the Baal, more pshat in Rashi, that the Tushla was the topic of Halach is yesterday's raid. The topic of Halach is it called the Dintar is over? The topic of Halach is whether it's a Kaif or a Maida. The Machlek is Rechir Rav Sheshes was not in the concept of Halach. Machlek is Rechir Rav Sheshes was when is it called that it happened already. That topic of whether something is about to happen happened already has relevance to our Mishnah. We're Bechlal in our Mishnah. That's not the reason why you're swearing. I'm just swearing for a different reason. But Lu Yitzur, something which is aiming to be divided, would be called divided already. So then there'd be no Shvur because we look at the Talos as if it's two halves. What does that have to do with Halach? Because that was the agenda of Halach also, whether something which is about to be done is called done already. Atkan Divrei HaRashba. I want to say I'm worried that Kazakh, listen carefully, which ties together a lot of things he spoke about the last few, it's almost months. Watch what I'm going to say now. L'chayra, comes out from this Rashba, who claims that it's a Rashi. It comes out from this Rashba, I have a Rashba, who claims that I have a Gemara that said that the Malchikis of Chir of Sheshes is Rav Sheshes. So I have a Gemara, the Fi Rashi, that says the following. I want to crystallize what I just said and then jump into Gevaldik Gered. Watch, part two. So I have a Gemara that says a way like this. Rav Sheshes holds Yipater. Why Yipater? Why Yipater? Because it's always called what? Why Yipater by Halach? Let's talk business now. The dust settled. I finished explaining to Rashi, I think, very well. The Rashi, I'll leave it to Balamor. We have a clear Rashi. Now we'll talk. So Fi the Rashi and Rashi, why by Halach are Yipater according to Rav Sheshes? So I have a Halach HaYipater, because we look at the Zach as if it's done already, correct? Israeli, you should be potter by us also, because Kimacholik is Kimacholik dummy. So why over here are you Chayiv, even though it's Kimacholik dummy? What's the reason? Because the Takana still applies, correct? So I have a Gemara that came out with Yirashi and the Rashba, that even though by us it's Kimacholik dummy, you still swear. Did I just say clearly? Rav Sheshes holds in our Mishnah, even though normally he holds Halach as Pater because it looks like it happened already. So in our Mishnah, it's already divided. You still swear. Why? Why do you swear? Because it's like it applies. So you're right. I hold all over. It's like it's done already. I hold all over. That's why you're Pater. Over here, Hagam, that it's called divided already. You still swear. What am I going to ask on this? And what am I going to answer on the question that I'm going to ask? Anyway, no. I have a steer to this. Where's the steer from? No. No, it would be Kibbucholik Dummy. It wouldn't be Kibbucholik Dummy. It's looking like it's after it divided already. It's a mistake. So I have a Mefurshe Gemara, and I like this. I have a Mefurshe Gemara, and the Kasha that I'm going to ask now is a scam. The next Kasha is the real Kasha. So I have a Gemara, Lefi Rav Sheshes, who says, you're right, it's called divided. Because I hold Helichus Potter. Helichus Potter means that whatever's going to be done is done. That's why you Potter Behelichus, because it's called the Dintar is over. And over here it's called that the thing's divided, right? And even though it's divided, because it's Cain Dereisa, still you swear, because you swear. Have a Gemara not like that. Where's the Gemara? No, where's what? Say better. Don't say better. No. What do you mean? What do you mean? According to who? No. I don't bear in care. Over there's the reason why, because what's the rubber on the service? I'll tell you where you're almost there. The Gemara said on that base of the days, I ask one kasha, which is a scam, and the next teretz is now. It's not a scam, it's a good kasha, but the next one's a bomb. Kasha number one is, we had to go on that base of the days. I want to remind you, for those who want to forget, if you don't want to. Wasn't the base of the days, the Gemara said, why do you swear in our Mishnah? The Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanon. How much you make of it, Elvariah? So Rashi learned that weird shot, which doesn't interest me right now, because it's not relevant. How did the Rajbal learn the Gemara's Kasha of Elamai Rabbanon Hamoitz Mechav Elvariah? Anybody remember? Elamai Rabbanon Hamoitz Mechav Elvariah. They didn't like Rashi, that funny new shot that you're taking and waiting for the other guy. How did they learn the Gemara's Kasha? The Raj, Toysvit is what? What? It's on the Shua. What's the Kasha? Why do you have to swear? Each guy's holding on to it. Each guy's holding on to half the talus. Remember we said a nigim, remember the nigim we sang? Hamoitzi mechaveh olavaraya. Not hamoitzi mechaveh olavaraya, like Rashi said. Hamoitzi, amoitzi has to go swear. I don't have to swear, I'm not amoitzi, I'm a mozik. So what thing more holding the habamina? Elamai rabbon, amoitzi mechaveh olavaraya. Each guy is a mozik and half the talus, right? And if you're about a mozik and half the talus, I don't have to swear, correct? But it says you're not mozik and half the talus. I want to talk about the Gemara's kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? Hamoitzi mechaveh olavaraya. I saw my notes today, it's underlined. Hamoitzi, yeah? A mighty man, I don't know how to sing the Gemara. The mighty has to be right. I'm not a mighty, I'm a music, right? The Gemara answer, no, they're holding it on together. But what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, if you belt, each guy's holding on to it separately. By the way, over there, it's because of Halach, or because it's not, it's Kimacholik, or because it's not, each guy's holding on to it separately. Over there, we're not talking about Halach, Kimacholik, right? The Gemara's saying over there, that each guy's holding on to it separately, correct? Because they're not Tadilai, not Tadilai. So I understand. What's the Gemara's kasha? So you're holding on to it separately. Rav Sheshes said, that even if it's kibacholik, you swear. The Rashi brought out from Agamara that Rav Sheshes holds that whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And that's why by Halach, by Achoy, by Mother Mikzas, you're potter, because it already happened already. And in our Mishnah, said the Rashi, it's called kibacholik dummy. The talus is already divided. And still you swear. Why do you swear? Because you're busy fighting. So how could the Gemara that base on the base, Lefi the Rashi, get up and ask Akasha and say, that about each guy's mozik separate in each half? You shouldn't swear because I'm a mozik amayev, you're a mozik amayev. Let each guy tell the other guy, you go fly a kite. It's mine. But in our Gemara, it's 1,000 times worse. In our Gemara state that we already split the talus up. And some of Sheshes says you have to steal. Swear. 1 second. Hold on. That's the scam. We'll get to you in a second. But I'm right to ask such a kasha. What I'm saying is that the debate over here is at the force of Gemara. The Gemara over here came out that Lefi Rav Sheshes really he holds Halachas Potter. Why does he hold Halachas Potter? Because whatever's about to be done is done, and that's why by way of Mikzas it's called the Dintar is over. And over here where it's not way of Mikzas, over here Kibacholik is called Mecholik already. It's like the talus is ripped into two halves. So why do you swear? Because Fart Mizatzman, right? So what's the Gemara asking that base of the base that each guy's a Mokzik in half, so each guy should tell the other to fly a kite? Even if you tear the talus in half, virtually, you still have to swear because your misatzman is over there also. That kasha is a scam. Why is that kasha a scam? Because at that point in the Gemara, what was the reason why you swear on that face of the base? At that point in the Gemara, why were you swearing? Because Shalek, Alechot, Harlep, Betek, Elishavir, why were you swearing on that face of the base? Anybody remember? What? Levaris HaSafik! Oh. Says the Gemara, you're swearing Levaris HaSafik? The Safik's over, each guy's holding on to half. What do you mean, Miss Atzman? If you're swearing Levaris HaSafik, each guy's holding on to half. The Maskana said Gemara, the Gemara said you don't swear because Levaris HaSafik. Why do you swear? Shalech Rav Tarek. Then Rav Sheshes says over here, even if the talus is already called divided already, it's Kimacholik dummy because whatever's about to happen has happened. But the Maisa, they're fighting with each other. They're fighting with each other, you have that Takana of Rabbi Yochanan. That's Emes Lamita Shotayr. So the Emes Lamita Shotayr is that the dilemma that Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes had over here, whether something which is called divided, do you swear, is before Shikman the Beis and the Beis. That's what I'm saying. this dilemma whether something which is called divided already, do you swear, that reminds us, we had a Gemara about this. As soon as I saw the Gemara, hey, we had a Gemara about this. Something which is called divided, do you swear? The Rashi learned that was the Gemara's Kasha. How much do you make about the Raya? I'm Mosek, you're Mosek. And over here it says, Rav Sheshi says you swear anyway. The Torah says, like the Eilam is saying, depends why you swear. But based on the basic, what was in the Havim in the day? The Gemara didn't know yet, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara was holding that every time you swear, because of the Varas HaSafik, says the Gemara, there's no Safik here. I'm a Mosek and if, you're a Mosek and if. And after the Gemara answers, the reason why you swear is because of Rabbi Yochanan. So then Rav Sheshi can say, his adults finished that even if we look at it like the talus was torn in half already, you still have to swear because of his outsmart. That's beautiful, no? That's Emes Lamita. Frechter Basher, the real Kasha. Frechter Basher, I hear. That's very nice. That's good. Watch this. Frechter Basher, but I don't understand. I hear it. That's a good terrence. Al Gemara said that even if the talus is torn in half, you still have to swear because of local reasons. The Gemara over there says that if it's half, you don't swear. Yeah, because the other Gemara is going into other shua. Frechter Basher, Fakir the Kasha now. Which Rosh Hashanah, they had the Kasha also. Just like, why am I letting you know? This is important, you should know. Yeah? Because if you learn, you'll know. But then you have to come on time. I was raised 9:15 every morning. Yeah? You think I'm a Bagai elephant, right? No, it's not a Bagai at my age. It doesn't make a difference what you think of me. I couldn't care less. And said, whether you think it's great or not, then I'm not being a Bagai. You can only know these sugars if you come at 9:15 every morning. You have nothing better to do. You guys are doing nothing. From after we finish the Vada at 11:12, nothing happens. I didn't say 9:30. Can't believe it. If I did, I lied. Yeah. From ballpark, I said earlier. I'm not sugar to the truth in any way. On any level. Ruchni is Gashmi is nothing. Yeah. Listen carefully. That's a good kasha with a good teretz. You have a gemara that says the layer of sheshes when it's divided, you still swear. It's unfortunately gemara not like that. Teretz depends with shura. Listen, what he asked fakert. Oh, he asked fakert. Okay, now let's learn that bays inside. Frank the gemara. Okay, so that bays was holding that water. The reason why he swears why you're not listening. Listen to our kasha or blasher. Okay. And also why. Okay, listen carefully. I'm worried the kakasha. The one that based on the bay said, you weren't handling our shua. We're handling our shua. We're handling which shua? Every time you make a chalakku, you have to vast yourself and you have to swear. So Nora says, how can you swear? Each guy's mosek in half. Each guy's toughest in half. When two people hold a talis, each guy's holding on to half the talis. That's something more than happening, right? I'm holding on to half, you're holding on to half. See, each guy says to the other guy, how might you make a chalakku? Go fly a kite. This is my half, your half. What is my answer? No, Tavai Utafsi, they're both holding on to the talus. You're about the both holding on to the talus, what? You're about the both holding on to the talus. So each guy's not a private way to make a veil haraya, and therefore what? You swear. Frank Devosha, I don't understand. Let's say you're right, the Tavai Utafsi, both guys are holding on to the talus. There's another reason why the talus is split. Not because each guy's holding on to half. What was happening today? What was happening was that when two people hold on to the talus, each guy's mosek in half. So I'm with Mechavir Ryan here for you, Mechavir Ryan. So why do I swear? I told the other guy to fly a kite. He tells me to fly a kite. Everything more no Tavayu Tapsi. They're both going on to the talus. Fergir, I understand you. Very nice. They're both going on to the talus. Even if they're both holding on to the talus is still torn in half. Why is it still torn in half? Why is it still torn in half, Larry Sheshas? Because something which is about to happen is called divided. So my first kasha that I asked was, how could Rav Sheshas say over here that even though it's torn, you still swear? The Gemara over there says that if they're separate, you don't swear. I answered over there, it's a different shvua. There, once it's separate, you don't swear. Now I'm asking a different kasha. Why is it called separate over there? Why is it not called separate? Because Tavayu Tavsi, but this Halach says something is about to be split. It's called split. So my first kasha was a stay in this Gemara that even if the palace is split, you still swear. So what's the Gemara asking on Beis on the Beis that each half of the talus is a separate Mosakas? Who cares? I answer, no, over there, if it's split, there's no shvur. I'm asking if I care to kasha. I want to go into that Gemara, but that Gemara said that if it's called split, you don't swear, correct? So what's the Gemara answer? It's not called split. Why? Because two guys holding on to the talus together. If I care to kasha, so what? Let's give a chulik on me. It's about to be split. So my first kasha was, just like Rav Sheshi said over here, that even though it's mamish ripped apart, you swear. Say the same thing over there, that even if each guy's a separate mosek, you should swear. I said, oh, it's a different type of shvur over there. Once it's split, it's split. Now the nukash, okay. Now I'm going to kriech right into base on the base. What did it say in base on the base? That if the two parts of the talus are split, you don't swear. I just explained why, because over there, shvur is the virus of suffix. One thing more interesting, it's not called split. Why not? Because we don't look at each guy holding on to half of the talus. We look at each guy holding on to the whole talus. Who cares? There's another reason why it's split. Now, two reasons why a talus could be called split. One reason why a talus could be called split is why? It's because each guy's moves again. Half. I'm holding on to half, you're holding on to half. There's another reason why a talus could be called split. Not because each guy's holding on to half. What's the other reason why a talus could be called split? Because Kimmel Chalakim Dummy, she does Abshashis. That Gemara doesn't stay with Abshashis. So if my kasha is, how could the Gemara say over here that even though it's split, you still swear? The Gemara says in Beis and Beis, and if it's split, you don't swear. I said it there. Over there, it's a different shvur. Over there, that shvur, if it's split, you don't swear. Now I'm asking a new kasha. But what did the Gemara say over there? What did the Gemara say over there? That it's not called split, because they're both holding on to it, and they'll be able to swear. There also it's called split. Not mitzad, the holding on to. Two reasons why a talus could be split. One is because each guy's privately holding on to half, which the Gemara says not, but there's another reason why it could be called half, because it's kimuch halakim dummy. So one thing more answer over there, no, each guy swears, because tamatasi, but it's kimuch halakim dummy, what happened to Rav Sheshes? And over there, we're not in the shvur of protocol. Over there, we're in the shvur of what? Over there, it's kimuch halakim, we're not sure. Not sure, we said the din is if it's what? If it's kimuch halakim, what thing was there over there? The Gemara said, each guy's holding on to half, so it's kimuch halakim. If it's kimuch halakim, you don't swear that shvur. The shvur by us, you swear, even though it's kimuch halakim, because we're Atzmon, but they're still fighting. But that shvur of the virus, a suffix, if we're split, there's no suffix, the whole game's over. So one thing more answer, no, there's still a suffix, because each guy's holding on to the whole talus together. But there's another reason why they're not holding on to each together, because it's kimuch halakim dummy, so why do you swear the shvur over there? That Gemara doesn't stay with our sheshes. Okay. That is what you're saying.
So it's enough to take away the
mighty Mishkan Be'al Avaraya? The Gemara by us says that fundamentally something which is called split, you don't swear. The only times we say that is in a case where it's Misatzimba, they're still fighting. Because it's the new Tekka, what over there and that Shua over there, which is the virus itself. If it's split, it's called split. The war game's over. It's the same side.
And therefore,
he said, he just lost $200. I was about to offer for it. Too bad. Yeah? He would have waited another minute. Yeah. What? It's Kielu Karate. What? You give me $100? I'm at you, not for him though. Yeah? That's good. That was Lieberman on the tapes. He said, Ramon, what's more? Could we support for life? Listen carefully. He said, I'm worried to Kazakh, which I have to explain because he had no right saying what he said, but I'm going to explain what he said. He said, I'm worried to Kazakhs. I'm worried to Kazakh. I'm going to explain what he said. Tifa for it. I'm just going to marvel the percussion. If we learn Al Gomor, we learn that anything which is called split, you don't swear. And I proved that that's only in our type of shul, but in Yana type of shul, if it's called split, you swear. So what thing where is he not holding on to it? There's two reasons why it's called a talus is split. He said as Zafar, I'm going to explain Baruch Hu what he said. The Balaam over here said that anything which is called split, you don't swear on. Because it's called already, split already. And you don't have to swear. In fact, the Ravid over here in the Shita, in fact, the Ravid, what do you mean it's called split already? Until you swear, it's not called split. What did Balamora say? That in our Gemara, the tsushta was that something which is about to be split is called split already. And that was the tsushta to Rav Chiyah Rav Sheshes. In our Gemara, it's not about to be split. Well, the Mishnah says you have to swear. It says there's a catch 22. What are you telling me? I don't have to swear because it's called split. If you don't swear, it's not split. As I figured out it. This reminds us of something I spoke about very early in this man. What happens back in the Mishnah if you don't swear? Rabbi Kivega started with his man in his shir, in his yeshiva. Rabbi Kivega stole the chakir in our Mishnah. Shnei Mishnah tells you, what happens if you don't swear? Do we do yachleiku or not? Said Rabbi Kivega, everybody remembers what he said? Said Rabbi Kivega, you get the yachleiku anyway. I chazal made a takona. Says Rabbi Kivega, the takona didn't go ahead and block the chaluka. The chaluka is the richtig of psak. You have to swear because shalakachet, you don't swear. You're not to say that you're Russia, but you're a cherim. But the yachleiku you do anyway. The Ravid, by the way, held not like that. The Ravid held that if you don't swear, you don't get Yachleiku. So I heard from Rav Asher what he said. This teretz that you get Yachleiku even if you don't swear is only when the reason for the Shura Shalachet Kolachet Hedlef Etekim Talisa Shachaver, which is what we call an outside reason. It's not the Siva for the Psak. Psak is Yachleiku. Why are you making a shvua? Because you want to protect consumer protection. You don't want the whole world beating each other up. But the etzim psak is not telling the achleiku, and therefore, if you won't swear, you'll get the achleiku anyway, said Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So, that's all when the shvua is shaleka help taikif. But if the shvua is levaras asafik, what does it mean levaras asafik? It means we're only going to do yachleiku if we have a shvua to clarify the safik, right? Otherwise, you don't do yachleiku. So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, over there, it's not going to help me that the talus is ripped up. What do you tell me? Talus is ripped up, so don't swear. If you're not going to swear, there's no yachleiku. So the side of the Balamor that said that something which is about to be divided is called divided already because it's aimed for yachleiku was only said in our Gemara with the Siba for the Shvua. So then we say, even if you're not going to swear, you're going to have yachleiku. But if the reason for the shvua is levaras asafik, Zakar Ben Lieberman, it's a no-brainer. If you're not going to swear, you're not going to get the yachleiku. And therefore, over there, it's not under for yachleiku. What are you going to tell me? But it's mechulakim dummy. It's not mechulak dummy. Because you have to swear. And close by, you don't swear. Say, what do you want to go tell me? Don't swear to it's mechulak. The only reason why in that Gemara I'm going to let you get off the hook is why? Is if each guy's holding on to half the talus. If each guy's holding on to half the talus, I'm mukzik in half the talus, you're mukzik in half the talus, then there's no reason to swear, because we're not doing yachleiku. Each guy's exercising, I'm waiting to make a says the Gemara, no, tabayo tafsi. Each guy's not holding on to half the talus, they're holding on to the talus together. What are you telling me, a new thing? Forget about holding on to the talus. What about the din of kimuchu lakim dummy? There's no kimuchu lakim dummy over there, because if you don't swear, you don't have yachleiku. I say the same thing over here, the rabbi has the kasha. The terrorist is over here, even if you won't swear, what's epis? It depends what the shvua is for. If the sima for the shvua said Rav Asher and Rabbi Liebman together is what? Is else what? Is else because it's a bir hasafik. If you have to be bir hasafik, that's a t'nai in the achleik. We're not going to do the achleik until you clarify. So then if you don't swear, there's no achleik. So you can't say it's kimu chalak adami. What you could say is what the Gemara asks over there is, if each guy's holding on to half the talus, each guy says to the other one, go fly a kite. Everything brought up, we're done. But in our sugya, where the reason for the shvua is because of Yochanan, we're in the maskan already. There, even if you tore the talus in half, you're still going to swear. I said, why did Moreover say that over there also? The talus is called torn in half. It's not called torn in half over there. One topic is that in our sugya it says that even if it's ripped in half, you still swear. So I think one of the Beis and Beis say that if each guy has half, not. So over there, torn by Levaras HaSafik. And therefore, the minute over there you divide it, there's no Levaras HaSafik. That was kasha number one. Kasha number two is, what the Gemara answer over there? Each guy's not holding on to half the talus. Who cares? But you have kimuch halakim dummy. The answer is, kimuch halakim dummy is only because we're about to do yachleiku. It's not true. The guy has to swear first. I say the same thing over here, Frechter Ivan. No, over here, like he said. Over here, it's a takana which is outside the psak. So the psak is true even without. So over here, it's going to be kimuch halakim, and you won't have to swear. Over there, it's the other way around. If you won't swear, there's no bechaluka. So you can't say it's kimuch halakim dummy. The only tzad to say over there that we're split is mitzad the holding, the achiza. Each guy's holding on to half a talus. Not the Gemara said, they're not holding on to half a talus. I kimuch halakim, there's no kimuch halakim, because kosmani you don't swear. It's not called divided. And may the hakobal makoimoi bisholim between the two sugyas over here. Tomorrow, in Ritz Hashem, we're going to see over here, the hardest place is probably in the Masech Togatana Tuna. Follow the Mamre Kremis, the instructions that I give on the Tosfos. The Shotei Bo Mutzlach.